Okay, folks, let's learn how to do stock quotes using the internet. One of the best places, but used to be the best, and is now nowhere near as good as it used to be, but it's still not bad for free, is Yahoo Finance. So we're looking at Yahoo's homepage, and you know they have the current news and all the other stuff they want you to click on. A lot of it's advertising. But what we're interested in is the finance page. So you could go directly by just typing finance.yahoo.com. Now, they are now trying their best to make money because they've realized that advertising alone doesn't do it. So now there's a premium. So you pay a certain amount. I don't know what it is, $10 a month or whatever. But I shouldn't complain because it is free, but it is nowhere near as good as it used to be. See, please, sign up for our premium because we can't make money otherwise. But here we go. How are we using it? The market's open, so we're going to see numbers changing. And it's not the best of all days leading up to the election, as people keep worrying about the coronavirus and violence and everything else that's going on, the hurricanes and the like. So where are we interested? What are we interested in doing? We're going to look up some companies. They want you to type up here. They want you to type up here because what that does is that leads you to their search engine, Yahoo search engine. But where we want to really type is here, where we want to do a quote lookup. So we could look up a company such as Johnson & Johnson. You've heard of them. They make the Band-Aids and Q-tips and the like. And as we type, the system is trying its best to figure out who we're interested in. There's Johnson Controls, which makes equipment that you use all the time and don't even know about it. But this is the one we want, J&J. And I happen to know from just being in the market for many years that J&J is the ticker symbol. So you could just type in J&J. But we can click on that and we'll go to Johnson & Johnson. As I said, the market is open, so we're going to see numbers changing. These numbers are going to be changing. Here's the webinar here, premium. And there's what's going on with the market as a whole. But right now, Johnson & Johnson is selling at $138.60. Well, we don't know that because it's actually 20 minutes in the past. And it's down for the day $4.55, which is 3.18%. And then they give you a little graph, and there's lots of things you can play with, but it moves you to the summary page first, which is what we're interested in, which shows you the previous close, what it opened at, and this is the bid in the S. This is right now, actually, 15 minutes ago, there were 1,000 orders to buy at $138.81 and 1,000 orders to sell at $138.81 and 1,000 orders will accept your buy at $138.87. So there's a little bit of a spread there. Now, we don't discuss that in Business 121. We talk about it in Business 123. And then the days range, the 52-week range, how many shares have changed hands on an average day, 547,000 shares of Johnson & Johnson are traded. But you don't have to worry about these. These are the things I ask you about. I ask you about the market capitalization. It's a large, very large company. The PE ratio, the earnings per share. TTM stands for trailing 12 months. What day they're going to come out with their new earnings, not until January. The current dividends, $4.04. There should be a dollar sign there, but there isn't. And that's 2.81%. That's the dividend yield. So when it says dividend as the first number, the yield is in parentheses. We talk about ex-dividend date in the Business 123 class. And what is target estimate? Their analysts, they survey a group of analysts, and their analysts say that next year they expect, selling for 138 right now, they expect Johnson & Johnson to be selling at 166. Now, take that with a grain of salt because nobody knows the future, but that's what they believe. And then they have some little things that they give away for free. But if you want if you want the good stuff, you have to pay for it. There's the related research. And then it goes into the advertising and all the other stuff. But this is where, okay, it's slowing down here. Come on, come on, come on, sweetheart. Wake up, go back up. There he goes. And they used to, one of the things that they used to do, which I really am sad they missed, sorely miss, is they used to tell you about their competitors. What they do now is they say anybody who looks at Johnson & Johnson also looks at Procter & Gamble, Pfizer, Merck, Coca-Cola, ExxonMobil. In other words, very large companies with their roots deep in the economy. So, cool. What do you think? Now, and then you can play with some of the other stuff, the statistics, the historical data, the profile tells you about the company itself. Say we want to look at Ford. Remember we talked about Ford in the bonds? Now, I happen to know that the symbol for Ford is F. Don't type in F-O-R-D. That's a different company. But see, it tells me, hey, I think you want Ford. So I'll click on Ford. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go in the past. It's down 22 cents, $7.70. We're going to look at, not historical data. I'm sorry. I want to look at the graph. There it is. Chart. We can look at the historical data too, but let's look at the chart. And it sets it. Oh, come on, sweetheart. Oh, this is what they add these, all these new features and it messes you up. So I want the chart to be as long as possible, maximum, to go back as far as possible. And it goes back to, what is that? That's only 1 year. I want it to go back a long time. Oh, yeah, there it goes. It's going back 1973. And it was during the Great Recession. Wait a minute. It's not showing you all of it, though. Okay, here it goes. This is what I see. During the Great Recession, when it went down below $2, I think it was $1.60 or something like that. Notice these are dividends. They cut their dividend, and now they're paying dividends again. But it then, look, remember the bonds went from $1,000 down to $600, down to $580. Well, the stock went from a high in 2000 of about, that wasn't even at the high. Let's see if we can make this, the other way around. Yeah, with high was in 2000. I forget, let's see if we can get rid of that. I forget where it was. Still 2004. Let's go back a little bit. See if we can go back a little bit. Come on, sweetheart. Come on, honey. Nope, forget it. The high in 2000 and was about $30. And then it dropped throughout the 2000s. And then it went down in the Great Recession to under $2. And I kept saying, buy Ford. People love their trucks. They sell a lot of cars all around the world. And then everyone was talking about the car company disappearing, and so I didn't buy, and then it went back up to 14, 18, and then went down to 10, and then up. So it's a roller coaster, isn't it? That's what stock investing is like. And then it's so, just a few months ago during when the COVID hit, it went under $5. Yeah, and now it's back up to $7.70. So cool. Now there are many other websites, folks. Many other websites. One of them is MarketWatch, and this one is actually not a bad website. It's owned by the Wall Street Journal, and it was their free. It still is free, but now they're wanting you to see this free internet stuff is starting to wear on the publishers because they realize they're not making enough money off of just ads. Because this is how they would make their money. If you go here, they assume that you're interested in investing, and you'll see ads. You don't even see that many anymore. Oh my goodness, they're disappearing. You'll see ads for Schwab and Forbes and what else? They don't seem to see them anymore. That's interesting. Scottrade, you see ads for Ameritrade and brokerage firms and the like. But I guess they're saying, look, we can't make money off of internet advertising. We're gonna have to charge you. So that we'll see how that happens. Okay, so what we have to do here, you have to click the search button. All right, that's how they don't have a little box that you have to. So now if we type Johnson and Johnson, they think. Well, you don't see it. You don't see it down there. It's down there. There it is. They think you want J&J. It doesn't come up first. So let's click on J&J, and we get the same data pretty much see the price has changed in the last few minutes that Yahoo gives. It's down a little bit. Okay, go away. It's either telling you to open and close, go back to the top, go away. No, I don't want that. I want that. Go away. they try to make them better, and it all does is get in the way. So here it is. There's the day's range, the market cap, the look, they give you a little bit more information. Revenue per employee, PE ratio, earnings per share. We're going to talk about these in the presentation. So see if you like MarketWatch. And then there's another company called Morningstar, and they're going to try to get you to sign up for subscriptions. They're going to hit you with all kinds of ads. Here it is. Please. Okay. Oh, no. This is an ad for Janus Henderson, which is a mutual fund company. So, and then there's an investment, another mutual fund company, Invesco. And then where's their stuff? Where do you put their stuff? Oh, here it is. Here's their plus. Okay. You hit the button and then type in Johnson & Johnson. Or you could, now that you know that it's J&J, you could just type in J&J. But click on that, and then they give you pretty much the same information that we saw, that free. Where is it? Oh, yeah, there it is, up there. Here's the information, the PE ratio. What's that? We'll talk about in the presentation. The market capitalization, how much the company is worth. The dividend yield. They don't give you the dividends. They give you the dividend yield. And so you can figure out the dividends from there. But play with them. And there's CNBC, and there's Bloomberg, and there's many other websites that you can play with. So I use mostly Yahoo. Or Google Finance is actually getting better. Google Finance was horrible, and the company even said it. We don't want a finance page. But just recently, they've started to upgrade it, and they asked people, they had a little survey, and I said, please, you guys do really, you know, your websites are usually very good. And you blinked, and then now Dow is now more down than 860 points. So, yeah, people are worried going up to the election and the COVID and the hurricanes and all the stuff that's going on, the fires. So people are worried right now, today. But tomorrow they won't be. That's how stock investing is like. Okay, so play with all of them or one of them and do your research for your assignment, okay? Because it's not hard to do, really. And once you start looking at the different companies and looking at different statistics, you start saying to yourself, you know, well, this isn't really that hard. And as Warren Buffett likes to say, investing is simple, but it ain't easy. It's simple to know what's going on right now. What ain't easy to know is to figure out what's going to happen 5 years from now or you know, whatever, or 3 years from now. And that's the hard part. And in fact, it's almost impossible. So you have to learn how to deal with uncertainty, which is unnerving at first, but then you get to the point where you don't mind that everything is crazy. You just do your best to focus in on what you know about different companies and what you know about the society and the like, and choose the ones that you think are going to do well over the long term. And if you, as we just talk, we have hammer over and over again in the 123 Introduction to Investments class, if you stick with large companies based all around the world that have their roots deep in the economy, then you should do pretty well, you know, unless the world ends, in which case it doesn't matter where your money is. See ya.